Kia ora, and a very good morning to our good friends across the ditch in New Zealand. It is none other than Phil Duncan from Weather Watch New Zealand on the YouTube.
Yeah, g'day. Good to be back with you again. We're seeing this sort of unsettled weather pattern in the southern half of Australia and fairly settled for the top half. We've got the SSW, the sudden stratospheric warming, which occurred over the Antarctic region back in winter and parts of spring. And what that's done is it's just basically meant that the normally stormy spring weather that's south of Australia and brushes southern parts of Australia has been moving a lot further northwards into the country itself. And to some degree, that's been influencing some of the thunderstorms and some of the cooler changes and the hotter changes that you've been getting around the southeast part of Queensland.
Indeed so. And might I add, we're going to have a lot more of an admixture of lows and highs throughout all of November. How does that play into our weather for you and for us?
Yeah, so now we're officially into the cyclone season now that November's arrived. And we're also talking about La Nina possibly developing. That could happen this month or into December. It's not expected to be especially strong or last too long, but we're seeing some signs of that in the weather forecast with some low pressure zones forming around places like Fiji. But around the Queensland area, not at this stage, we're not really seeing anything too major developing. Still going to have a continuation of the odd thunderstorm passing through, some of those severe, but there could still be some long dry stretches just yet. But nothing too dramatic showing up as a large scale event, but those thunderstorms are definitely worth monitoring because some of those could be quite significant with hail and could cause other problems. Certainly what we're seeing at the moment is a chaotic weather pattern. Mm. And, you know, for me in New Zealand, chaos at this time of the year is absolutely normal with the weather pattern, as it is for Tasmania and Victoria. Just look at the Melbourne Cup coming up. Mm. The weather forecast there is all over the place. But yeah, these northern areas at the moment getting affected by some of these lows, but it doesn't take a lot, you know, for a few high pressure zones and a row to roll through and keep that monsoon away, keep the thunderstorms limited, and things can dry out very fast when it's 40 degrees or more inland, 30 degrees, you know, on the coast. So we are monitoring how dry some areas are. The rainfall recently in the southeast has been pretty good from what I've been hearing from people. I mean, there's always someone that doesn't want it, but, you know, for the most part, we're getting some more positive stories than we were getting a couple of months ago when it was much drier for some people. A lot of the reason why you're getting that kind of weather is if you look further southwards, you know, the high pressure zones that are normally around southern parts of Australia, they can really sort of cradle low pressure up around Queensland and bring you some very wet, you know, times of the year around November, December sometimes. But because we're seeing a lot of change in the south, these highs are moving through very quickly. The lows are quite large and stormy. And what that's doing is it's making the weather pattern around Queensland go kind of wavy. It's going up and down as far as high pressure is concerned. And then that brings in these periods of severe thunderstorms. It gets very tropical. And then suddenly it can cool right down. Temperature can drop with a southerly coming out of New South Wales. And so those changeable conditions are sort of more like spring. And so you get into Queensland, that's where I start getting people telling me we don't really get spring where I am, you know, that sort of thing. So you're getting more of a spring pattern that you would see further to the south happening in your part of the world at the moment, just on the edges of it, really.
For the remainder of November, what are we going to expect? More of the same, or is it going to get more tropical? What's your gut feeling?
It's up and down. We're seeing these large lows carrying on through the southeast corner of Australia, really big stormy sort of systems coming through. And like I say, the Melbourne Cup, going to be seeing some of that unsettled weather. So those big lows are really going from Tasmania right up to central parts of New South Wales. When you get a big low like that, it can produce a whole line of thunderstorms to the north of it, right over the top of southeast Queensland. You're going to get some northeasterly winds and some northerly winds coming down, so tropical weather, nor'westers, and then you're going to get some southerly changes coming through and temperatures dropping and that humidity easing. So it's more perhaps of a New South Wales weather pattern at the moment, I might say. Although I'm always stand to be corrected on this sort of stuff. But yeah, it's a bit changeable. Definitely a bit changeable in spring-like because of what's happening further to yourself.
Philip Duncan from New Zealand. Great to have your company. And do thank you, of course, for giving us that little bit of information about the next month ahead. I appreciate it.
My pleasure. No worries at all.
And don't forget, you can get all the details as well as where to find him on YouTube, where to find him on his website and Facebook and a whole lot more. It's all on our podcast right here at Moreton Bay's Home of Classic Hits 101.5.